The current law allows colleges and universities to grow industrial hemp for research purposes. Melissa Yore, the policy analyst for the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food, says the proposed change to the law includes changing the language about colleges and universities. This would allow anyone to grow it if they are properly certified by the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food.
We will go through the public comment period. Hopefully, we should get it out for public comment by September. It's a 30-day comment period. Once we get public comment and we, look through those public comments, see if there's any substantial changes that need to be made and take the input from the public, we hope to have this rule finalized and ready to go by the first of the year.
According to Yore, this proposed change to the law would allow more people to grow the plant, but not for commercial use, only research. Growing conditions and how different varieties of hemp grow in Utah's climate are some of the things that will be considered. Yore says the Department of Agriculture wants to be clear on the difference between industrial hemp and marijuana. She says when we talk about cannabis, it includes both hemp and marijuana. The difference is that industrial hemp has to have 0.3% or less THC, the component that has psychoactive effects.
It's something that confuses a lot of people. Industrial hemp, in order for it to be classified as industrial hemp, it has to have 0.3 or less percent of THC. Anything that is above that is not considered industrial hemp, and at 0.3% THC, you are not going to get high off this plant.
While recreational and medical marijuana are being considered and used in other states, Yore says this is not the department's purpose.
People always think that we made this rule change, so it's the first step to legalization of recreational marijuana. Not even close. This is not what's taking place here. And the other thing is that somehow this is related to the medical marijuana issue, and this is not.
Uses for the plant depend on what part is used. Yore says the seeds, stalk, and flower can be used for different things like protein, paper, textiles, and oil. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.